Welcome to the Healing the City podcast. The following podcast is a ministry of the Village Church in Tucson, Arizona. If you wish to support the Healing the City podcast, you can go to the show notes, click support the show, and you can become a subscriber for $3, $5, or $10 a month. This will help offset the hosting costs and continue the ministry of Healing the City podcast. Also, if you wish to support the show, we really encourage you to rate us on Apple and Spotify and other places that podcasts are listened to, and give us a good review. Thanks. The following podcast is an excerpt from the Journey Companion Ministries podcast on goals and desires. I really thought people should listen to it, so I decided to put it on the Healing the City channel too.
I was talking about Joel, who is our middle son, being friends with a boy in the neighborhood who lived with his father, and I had, if you will, a red flag on the play about that friendship. And I asked Joel not to go into that house. I didn't know what was going on there, but I knew that it wasn't good. God was telling my spirit. You know, I didn't know why the Holy Spirit gave me a red flag on that. I just knew that something was not good. I think maybe I said it last time. I was talking to Joel not too long ago, and he said he was relieved. And I told him not to go in the house because he had the same feeling about going in there that I did. So the Holy Spirit was also sending that red flag for him. But I want to just use that illustration to kind of pull together goals and desires. So on a piece of paper, if you're taking notes, on the left-hand side of your paper, just list, spaced out a bit, the words blocked, uncertain, and unreachable. So we're looking at goals and desires, and what happens if I take a goal and take a desire and make it a goal. So we're at the waterline on an iceberg. So here's what happens. If Joel listens to me and my wrong goal, if I made Joel, you know what? I got ahead of myself. I need to go back and remind everybody what I had said before was that my desire was that my sons would be godly, that they would have on their heart what God had on his heart. But that godly desire, legitimate desire, morphed into something I could not control, and it became a wrong goal. So in this situation with Joel, there are emotions. I'm feeling anxious about this. So if Joel listened to me and my goal was a wrong goal, not a legitimate desire, and it was satisfied, my emotion would be relief, not gratitude. If my legitimate desire were realized, he didn't go in there. He listened to me and did what I asked. My emotion would be gratitude. When I keep desires where they are, it's a legitimate desire to long for my sons to have the same heart God has. It is a really lousy goal. So I can see right away if what I'm going is, whew, okay, we're fine. That response is a red light on the dashboard that I shouldn't be feeling relief. I should be grateful to God that he's protected him from that, because it wasn't my responsibility and I couldn't really do that. And I could ask Joel not to do that. And I felt fairly confident. Joel was not a disobedient person. None of the boys were. Wesley made goofy choices, but it was a different kind of thing. Maybe I'll take that back. If Joel had disobeyed me, then my wrong goal would have been blocked, and I would have been angry. If my legitimate desire were blocked, I would feel righteous anger. If my wrong goal is uncertain, if I'm not sure he's going to pay attention to me, then I'm going to feel fear or anxiety. Fear is specific. I'm fearing, did he go in the house? Was he exposed to pornography? I don't know what that man is like. I've heard way too many stories as a counselor. Anxiety is just a free-floating uncertainty that I can't control what's going on. It's vague and it's free-floating. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to accomplish my wrong goal of having Joel be passionate about God and not sidetracked. But if my legitimate desire were uncertain, what I would be feeling is painful concern. That is a legitimate feeling in a reaction to something that is uncertain. So right there, if I'm anxious or I'm fearful, whoa, stop, you know, flag on the play. What have I just taken responsibility for that I cannot control? I cannot control. I can pray about it. It's a legitimate desire. I can pray about it, but I cannot take responsibility for it. And when I do, fear and anxiety, anger, are red lights on the dashboard that say, wait a minute, wait a minute. If my wrong goal is unreachable, I find out that Joel has gone in there and that man has abused him or exposed him to pornography, I'm going to feel hopeless. I'm going to feel chronically inadequate. Depending on who I am, I might experience suicidal ideations. I just cannot handle where this is going. I'm going to feel depressed. I'm going to feel guilty. Whenever I see anger, fear, anxiety, hopelessness, a chronic sense of inadequacy, suicidal ideations, depression, guilt, those are all red lights on the dashboard. My response has got to be, hold on. I just took a legitimate desire and made it a wrong goal. If my legitimate desire is unreachable, my emotion will be productive sadness. When you see the destructive emotions in yourself or others, ask, what desire did you just take responsibility for? What thing that you wanted to happen can you not assume responsibility for, but you have? For me, my wrong goal requires Joel's cooperation. Joel may decide he doesn't want to cooperate. Those things, when I see those things, and the thought that's going on in my head, like how long did it take me when I understood this principle to begin to recognize, to stop, hold on, wait a minute. That's not a godly emotion. That's not a productive emotion. That's the response to something I'm playing God with. And I start to sensitize myself. These things will go, it happens, it goes by you, and then 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, you're going, okay, whoa, wait a minute, that event back there, I didn't even pick up on it. And so as you sensitize yourself, I mean, what I have people do, and if you have identified an emotion that you haven't known what to do with that is destructive, get a 5x3x5 card. And every time you feel that, write down what provoked it, what you believed about it, just start out, first of all, writing down what you were feeling and the event. As we move through the rest of this class, we'll look at more deeply what to do with that. You may not recognize it for a couple days and then realize, oh my gosh, I got really angry with that, or I was really feeling fearful. Again, write the emotion down and write down the event. Why are you doing that? You know what you're doing? You're sensitizing yourself to it. The more you recognize it, the more you're aware of it. And pretty soon, you're halfway through taking control of some situation you cannot control. And all of a sudden, you go, I'm doing it again. There's that feeling. I'm taking responsibility for something God did not give me responsibility for. It's a legitimate desire. He invites me into concert with Him to pray about this and to pray against the darkness. But He hasn't given me the responsibility of not allowing it to happen. That's in His court. And so then I get to the place where those emotions do not control my choices.
You've been listening to the Healing the City podcast and an excerpt from the Journey Companion Ministries podcast on goals and desires.